Okay, so it is April 18th, 2019, Sustainability Advisory Board meeting. Welcome one and all. And I guess first thing to do is guests.
Well, have a guest. Quick go around the room, maybe.
Go around the room first, intros. Okay, so the guest knows. Okay, I'm Terry Shoemaker, co-chair.
Darren Wise, staff liaison.
John Rose, board member.
Glenn Friedman, board member.
Russ Axelrod, Mayor Council liaison.
Jim Wilmus, West Lynn resident.
Okay, nice. Great. So anything you need to say, Jim?
Well, I said a few words earlier, but I've been aware of this board for a while and I sat in on some meetings a couple of years back, and now I have, at least for now, a little bit of extra time on my hand to get involved in things with some sustainability, environmental, anything to do with environment, that sort of thing. I'm very, very interested in. As I said, I practice a lot of this in my personal life, and it'd be good to start getting more involved at community level and that sort of thing. So I figure this is maybe a good place to start. And very interesting to see what this group is up to now. And I did download the strategy document.
Okay.
But 73 pages of material. I wasn't able to get through it immediately, but I did do a power read through it, and I was going to come back and digest it more fully later. And as that, so, but yeah, it looked really good. I mean, there's a lot of really good material in there.
Okay.
And,
great.
So yeah, I think a lot of it is, of course, that's the vision, but then actually the practical doing of a lot of that, and getting the traction, and the people behind it, and of course that's where a lot of the challenges come. But you gotta have an idea where you want to go, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So just have a map.
Yeah.
So okay. Thank you. Oh, one point here. Since Sarah's not here, who's going to take it? You going to do the minutes?
I'll do the minutes. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Darren. I appreciate it. So we also try to keep on time, so somebody.
I can do time.
Glenn? Yeah. Okay. Okay, well, any thing to report?
I went to the Robin Wood repair fair and repaired.
Oh, good. What'd you repair?
Oh, a record player, and tried to repair a brand new shop vac that was throwing sparks.
Oh,
it turned out that I'm amazed it didn't catch fire yet. So I said, no, you need, I'm going to throw this away for you. You can't have this back. It's too dangerous. And a couple of minor things.
Great. So were you a repairer or a repairee?
Repairer.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah. And what type? So electrical stuff?
Primary? Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Whatever somebody brings in, take a look at it, see what you can do.
Excellent.
Nice. I've been fixing things since I was like five, so.
Okay.
It's just second nature.
Yeah.
Good job.
Good turnout.
I had one to compare it to. It's my first one, but I probably had 15 people.
Oh, yeah, that seems good. Yeah. Okay.
More than we had repairers, which was pretty cool.
Oh, interesting.
We had like six repairers.
It was fighting over them.
Yeah.
No, you can't. Yeah, it's my project.
You could bid on it.
So, Glenn, anything to report?
Our robotics team is at world championships right now.
Well,
so they're right now. After halfway through, they're in ninth place, and then you want to be in the top eight. So they're close. So that's about it for now.
And the climate change talk went well.
The climate change talk went well. We had, I'm going to do a rounding error, of about 10 people. That was eight, I think, so we'll round up. It's over five, so. But it was well, I forgot to ask Evan if we could post his slides.
I asked him if he could send them to
me. He sent them to me, of which I've been negligent, kind of thanking and then sending them out to you all.
I guess you should check with him first.
Yeah, but I want to check with him about, could we possibly post it? Because he had a really good individual sort of carbon footprint dashboard. Yeah, that you could use that, actually might be nice to put up on the website. It's a state I think it was the state. I forgot who put it together.
State or county, I'm not
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I forgot who put it together, but whoever did it was really good.
It's really
and it's public domain. So.
It's really instructive. You can go in there and say, what happens if I meet one day a week instead of seven? Mm-hmm. How does it change my carbon footprint?
Also, so maybe we can get into some of those details when we talk about the education.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
later.
Yeah.
Okay,
it was
great.
A very sophisticated tool.
Yeah,
yeah.
Very useful.
Yeah,
very useful.
Great.
So, anyway, that's okay. What I got. Oh, the other quick thing was, which may come up later also, is he uses an electric bike and he has a recommendation of the type of bikes we should be looking for to demo. Not the type of, you know, more the what level of power should they have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, talk about that.
We can bring that up.
Yeah. Yeah. Russ, I know there's nothing going on with you, right?
Nothing at all.
Okay.
Nothing at all.
Or,
sorry, I couldn't. I had a conflict with the climate chat.
Yeah.
No, nothing.
nothing. We can't read in the paper.
Right? I don't know where to begin. I'm fine. I'll pass.
Okay.
It's probably better.
Okay. Well, I just yesterday. We had our first evaluation, my wife and I, of our yard for the backyard habitat certification program. really good group, good organization. They do a lot, so I'm pumped about getting our yard certified. We got three different levels, and I'm thinking of writing an article for the Westland Tidings regarding this and associating it with the Bee City USA and building Mason Bee houses and the whole nine yards.
So that would be good.
Yeah. I did have a question.
Everyone heard that news, right?
Yeah.
Bee City.
Yeah.
We are.
We are. First city in Clackamas County.
Oh, nice.
80th city, I think.
In the U.S.?
In the U.S.
Yeah.
To be officially designated.
Nice.
Bee City. Bee Pollinator City.
Okay. What's that stands for? Oh,
bee
as in the
insect. Yeah.
Honeybees, mason bees, sweat bees.
I think all kinds of bees.
So the bee show the bee movie this summer.
Yeah. They should.
Or just a bunch of B movies.
Yeah, well, there is that.
Sorry, I didn't digress. So, yeah, and that's going to be part of what we're going to, we've already presented it to the city council as far as that proposal. We're going to talk about that at our work session as far as a budget item. But I did have a question regarding articles. Say one of us writes an article for the Tidings. Is it appropriate? I know council members write articles all the time, and there are certain biases towards some of those. Is it appropriate to put, you know, member of the Sustainability Advisory Board as a slug line after your name?
I guess you have two choices there. If you're going to put a letter in on behalf of the Sustainability Advisory Board, the board would need to at least approve it. So you'd need to bring it to them and read it and make sure you all approve it. If you can, you could also write the letter just from yourself as a member.
What is it?
You could say this doesn't represent the Sustainable Advisory Board, but as a member, you know, you could easily do it that way too, mm-hmm. as just a citizen comment.
Name drop the board's name.
That might be better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every time I was ever writing anything to anybody, I was told very clearly to not, to state that I am not speaking for the board unless formal approval has been given.
Yeah, unless it's officially approved.
But approved by the whole.
But you can say I'm a member.
Sure.
And I'm speaking as a
totally
citizen.
Totally, you can say I'm a member. This is just from my own, you know, personal as a resident and excited or whatever it is you're going to say.
Okay. Yep, I want to step out of protocol. Okay, great.
Darren. And so, as we heard it through email, Sarah Wyman resigned from the board, so there will be one position open. And I believe, Mayor, you said it's already been posted to
the website? Already been posted, the vacancy, and then I've asked Kathy to, we still have several applicants that came in last year that applied of interest, so I asked her to just check back and see if they're still interested, and then we'll know where that stands. And then, let's see, our next meeting, what's our next meeting?
Third Thursday in May.
No, I'm thinking of council.
Oh, sorry.
So we've got a budget meeting Monday. Don't know, maybe really appropriate to mention there, but maybe could. If not, my first opportunity to mention it on air will be May 6th, and I will at least mention there's another opening. So,
and if our guests would like information on how to apply,
you read my mind. I was going to say, yeah, what's the appropriate way to apply for that?
So I can run you through it after the meeting.
Okay.
Show you where to find it and what the process is.
All right.
Real simple.
Did Sarah send an email out to any board members? Or just
you know what, I was just copied on an email.
I believe your email response to her went to everyone on the sustainability
board. I copied the sustainability board on mine.
Right, yeah.
So, because I wanted everyone to see it.
I believe her email just went to you and I believe.
Yeah, yes. I hope I didn't mess up.
I only got yours, Russ. I didn't get Sarah's.
So. Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's
why I just got mine. I think you just sent the response to her and not her email, so.
Oh, okay. I know. Sometimes it's weird. Sometimes in those threads, sometimes I don't know what it picks up and what it sends. Okay, that's just as well.
Yep. Right.
Yeah. So, and we could, if we've got confirmation, we could, we could assign someone as early as May 15, potentially. Yep.
Which would be before the next meeting.
So we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Excellent.
Okay.
So time.
So we're on three.
Yeah, we're on action items from past meetings.
Okay. So,
yeah.
I can go through this.
Go for it.
If you'd like
go for
to.
It, yeah.
All right. So here's some old ones. Darren will ask the city manager if we need to go through a formal process to approve the charter. Which I've got that answer, so the council would just approve it by motion and then let Russ edit the charter, which I've sent it to Russ today.
Yeah, you sent it to me. I don't know if I dropped the ball on it or it was sent to me to sort of look at my comment, and I thought I had something and then I didn't, and I think I dropped the ball.
Yeah. That's all right. We can give you another.
Well, you sent it to me, so
yep.
If I have any comments, I should get them to you because you want to have them done by the time you bring it to our meeting. Is that the idea? Or you want us to prove it before?
I don't think there's been any consensus on how.
Rush or anything?
Yeah.
Okay. And just give me a little background on that because I think I missed when you guys talked about the charter. The need for the charter is?
So the conversation started with whether the board wanted to be more of an advisory, a true advisory board, or a working board. And so they sort of wanted to be a hybrid of the two. Mm. So they wanted to put that into sort of a charter document saying, this is what our role is, and this is what we, as a group, have agreed that we're going to do moving forward. Sort of like what the EDC did a couple of years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, so sort of modeled
that. I wasn't familiar with that, but that sounds okay, sure.
Yeah, because there is a purpose statement in the in the ordinance that I sent you that created the group back in 2008, but it's just like two statements. It doesn't really give a lot of information about what the board is really wanting to do.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got a statement of our mission and then vision for what we're to do
vision.
And strategies that we're going to work on. So.
Okay. All right, and we had all SAB members encouraged to meet with their workshop buddies, which everyone's been doing for months. Darren to schedule a date to have a joint work session with City Council, which has been scheduled for May 20th. Darren to get information on the Old Time Fair regarding logistics and getting SAB a table, which Terry, you've been talking with Terry Jones about, correct?
Yeah, and she assured me that we could just mesh with the West Lynn.
Okay.
And she assured me that they could probably get a prorated fee for the electric bike folks to have a table there.
Okay.
So.
Nice.
All right. And I can follow up on that too to make sure that everything's moving forward.
And I haven't, Terry hasn't gotten back to me about how the e-bikes people can sign up yet pay for just one day because she assured me they could probably just pay for one day rather than the whole 3 days. Because they only want to be there on Saturday, and there's no sense paying for the full.
What is the e-bike plan for?
They were to have a booth.
Let me ask if we want to save that.
We can save it for the education series. Talk later.
Just for my schedule.
Sure.
We can save it.
Okay. Okay. All right. So there was Sarah and Cindy have a couple of old ones. One of them was the workshop description for Eileen Stark, which is passed.
It's got to be rescheduled.
John to email Alicia Schroyer regarding Westland's branding needs regarding a flyer for the workshop series. So that's been done.
No, it hasn't.
No, it hasn't?
Well, that right after I got that action item, the one we had scheduled with Cindy in my workshop was canceled due to weather.
Right.
And then there's only two others at the time that are set as far as date and subject.
Oh, okay, for the entire series, right.
And I didn't know, and we needed to reschedule the original one, the gardens one, and don't know where to put that either.
Yeah.
So yeah. A flyer would be, you know, kind of useless at that point.
So we'll get some more clarity when we get to that subject later. Okay. All to complete workshop description, titles, and bios. Again, we'll discuss that in a bit. And Sarah sent out a link to the Westland SAB folder to the group for the Google Docs, which I believe she did.
Yeah.
And from the last meeting, so this was from February.
Mm-hmm.
So Alex sent title reduce, reuse, recycle event to John for the master list.
You did that.
Yep. Cindy and Terry to include backyard habitat certification conversation in March's agenda as it relates to funding requests. So that's been delayed till this agenda since we didn't meet in March. Cindy emailed Russ with the request for edits of the charter, so we've got that taken care of. Cindy reached out to Lisa Clifton regarding promoting backyard habitat program through repair fairs and Robin Wood Station, so we'll have to follow up with Cindy on that. Darren can email the native flyer to the SAB as well as the Westland master list template to John, so
done.
I did that. Check in with the city manager regarding the joint work session, so that's been scheduled. Glenn connect with teachers from Westland High School regarding promoting the education series.
Yeah.
Been done, yeah.
Yep. Oh, I got one student.
Glenn to email John with the list of dates of the workshops as well as the titles.
He did that too.
Okay.
That needs to be redone.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yep, and then John getting together with Alicia to create the master flyer. Again, that's just discussed. So then there was one for Russ. Check with Rebecca Geisem at the next Water Conservation Consortium's executive committee meeting. Perhaps there's an opportunity to divert some funding from the consortium if Westland cannot. And I think that was regarding the backyard bird habitat program.
Our last meeting got canceled for lack of a quorum, and it's been rescheduled for early May.
Okay.
So May 8th, I think. Yeah.
Teacher strikes.
Speaking of scheduling.
And I was going to check, what I was going to do again?
I think it was just to check in to see if there would be any opportunity to provide funding for the backyard habitat program. Because they were here at the February meeting and was talking
right.
about different funding opportunities
right.
and sources.
Mm-hmm. Susie Peterson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I had Sarah to send information about the plastic bag ban and straw bans to the SAB. If the city likes the ban, can we ask the city to provide testimony? So,
was that testimony at the state level? Because that House Bill 2509 is now in House Committee. So that kind of superseded our efforts.
Well, yeah, if it's a state law they're talking about.
So
do you have any information on that, Russ, about whether that bill's...
Where the bill's at?
Yeah, whether it's... If it's looking like it's going to make it through or not.
Last I heard, it came out of the House Energy and Environment Committee and went to the
House. I think it's moving forward.
Yeah. Okay.
I think there's a good chance it's going to go forward.
Okay, and then there was another one for Sarah to send out the master flyer and the Eileen Stark flyer. Yeah.
That's for the education series?
Yes, yeah. Yes, sorry, for the education series. Yeah. Yeah.
That was the old one that she was sending as a example.
Yeah. Actually, that was you that sent those to me. Yeah.
That was your idea.
But it got done.
Somebody sent it.
Yeah. All right, so I'll update the action items.
Okay.
Through the minutes for the next meeting.
Very good. So that puts us at the point of approving the minutes.
Since we don't have a quorum.
Yeah, it's hard to approve. They just sit as they stand. Huh? Yeah.
Just skip it until the next
They'll lay there.
That saves time.
Unapproved. Yeah.
No, not going to do that.
Just gain 3 minutes.
Okay, moving on then. Budget request and letters of support. Now, at this point, I know the one budget request that I sent in the proposal to the council was for the backyard habitat certification program. Were there other requests? Like, did we put in a request for any funding regarding what the students did on the solar?
$5,000.
Okay. You would like?
Yes. Well, I don't know about it, me personally, but I was looking at this the other day, and for the low-hanging fruit, which is definitely what it was. And I'm drafting a cover letter, kind of a summary of the summary. But there, oh, silly me, $4,000. Basically, that was their, I forget what EEM stands for, but energy efficiency measures. Cost summaries, they figured for initial cost. It would be $4,000, which really pretty much everything out of here becomes maintenance for facilities. Mm-hmm. It's not our money. It's all about buildings and essentially replacing light bulbs and thermostats. But the savings by doing that, so if you put in $4,000 now to save the energy saving over 10 years, they estimated at current cost would be $54,000. Mm-hmm. So that's a pretty good rate of return.
You don't get very often that good of a rate of return.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, seems like a pretty good no-brainer. Rate of return.
Yeah. This is as close to no-brainer as you get, in my mind.
So a couple of thoughts, recommendations. We just got the draft proposed budget for the city. So we're working on we're starting Monday night.
Okay.
The citizen and the council are meeting in our budget committee, so it's 10 of us.
Okay.
And the citizen group kind of, you know, leads that. I haven't gone through the whole thing yet, but what I want to make sure is any budget requests that the SAB are either clearly, and I don't know, Darren, if you know, if they're clearly stated in there somewhere. I want to make sure we've got it one page or something that covers it. Get it in front of everybody.
A little bullet for each request, just a little paragraph or something, or what's the format?
Interesting.
We mean for this?
For any budget requests that we put in, what would be the format to submit it?
Yeah, for us to submit to you.
There isn't really a set format or anything. You guys already put a proposal together for an ask. But this is, I haven't seen one for the solar thing.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. And I wouldn't call it solar, this is more for
energy
efficiency.
Energy efficiency.
Yeah. Solar is kind of the next level.
Solar is the next level. This is I don't want people to be kind of, we can't afford solar, when this is really just LEDs.
Yeah. So if you could make it some kind of one pager, that would be good. Yeah. If it has to be two, that's fine.
Okay.
Something like that. And let's just make sure we can get them through Darren, and we can make sure we, you know, get them to the group, to the budget committee.
So,
if they're not already, addressed back in there. And I'm sorry, I don't know about if they are or not.
So I saw the backyard habitat was in there as one of the options. I'll find it real quick.
Okay, so it was included because I sent it to the council, the backyard habitat one.
Yeah.
So should the next one go to the council plus the budget committee?
Or? Probably.
Do you want me to... Do you want me to
see if similar I can to what pull you guys this, did before?
Yeah. If I can pull this chart up, do you want it as part of this submittal?
Anything you want for background information that would be helpful to the crew.
Because you don't need all 14 pages.
No.
You could just put a link to
a simple summary and an explanation to.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
See, but I thought there's a whole other section on issues and options that's supposed to have more detail because there wasn't much here.
Yeah, so this is the very first page.
Yeah.
After the city manager's letter, and then this is the first page of the issues and options. And then I'll keep scrolling through. You guys can go ahead and continue your conversation. But
we'll find it. We'll get it figured out.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find it.
But I've already started basically an executive summary of this. And so your meeting Monday?
Starting Monday. Well, we don't have to have that all figured out by Monday, but
I want to get it done soon.
Yeah, no, it should get.
I don't want to miss the window.
Yeah. No, yeah.
When
should try and get it done this week if you could.
Yeah. When? So you're meeting Monday.
Monday night.
And how does the process work? I mean, not so much how does the process work. What's the timing of the process?
Right. So there's about four meetings, and they occur over about 3 weeks.
Okay. Okay.
So the goal is to have an approved budget by early June.
Okay.
So essentially late April into early May.
So who would I, so Darren, this is for you too. If I do a draft or even get this one or two page summary, who do I send it to? Do I send it to you? Do I send it to
Kathy? If you just send it to me, then I can get it to the city manager, who would be the appropriate person to bring it forward to the budget meetings.
I think, but we've got four meetings before the end of the month.
Yeah.
Before the end of April?
Yeah. Okay.
On the 22nd, the 24th, oh no, I'm sorry, that's the South Fork. The 22nd, 25th, 29th, 30th if needed.
Did they give you pizza?
Sorry. I think that might be it.
Stay in the room.
So four evenings, is that?
Yeah, it's four.
So it'll, you know, we'll go through our process hopefully by the end of the month.
Okay. So if I, today's Thursday. So if I don't get it I should have it Monday. So, Darren, what would be the latest on Monday I could get it to you? That would. What time is the meeting?
Six.
3?
Yeah, just sometime in the mid-afternoon. And
okay. I'll try to. I'm not a very fast and efficient writer, and I'm writing a bunch of stuff right now. So I need my editor.
How much can you just cut out of that document and paste into a new one?
That's pretty, now that I know, I don't need a lot. I'm not trying to do a lot.
Yeah.
And just by doing, if I can pull this out and paste it in, then I just want to make sure that there's enough background to know where it came from, who did it, who was it done for?
Hello.
Who was it done for? What does EEM stand for?
Someone is here.
Pause for the cause, Gwen. We have
to turn around. Yeah. There's nobody there. Is that just about? Is that an initial $4,000 recommended investment? Is that?
Yeah. That's last year, so it might be $5,000 now. You know, and I don't think that accounts. That's just probably materials. That doesn't account staff time.
If you folded in projected energy costs over that period as opposed to current energy costs, proportion of initial investment to reduce cost later is much higher.
Yeah, much higher.
So if we pause right now, we had a lady walk in. Are you here for the as a guest?
Sorry, I'm interrupting your flow. I'm Mary Baumgartner, and I wanted to learn what your board is up to, and so I just thought we'd come and visit.
Okay. Great. Well, welcome.
Right now, we're a little bit of background. We're talking about budget requests we will have or are proposing to the city. So, and we have one for backyard habitat, and we're talking about another one for energy efficiency measures.
So regarding this one, you've got some, obviously some charts in there and background information that's pretty valuable.
Right.
The backyard habitat proposal I sent was one page. Yet it had several appendices that were mentioned in there.
They were mentioned, but I didn't remember seeing them in my packet when I...
Well, I attached them to the email that went to all the council members. Did you see them, Darren? I don't know if I sent them to you, because I sent them to all the council members.
I just scrolled through the budget that's posted online, and this is the only thing that references
The habitat,
so okay. I'm not sure if it will be the letter and stuff will be provided to the budget committee or not. So.
Well, you provided it to council.
Yeah. That's what Terry told me to send it to, Terry Cummings, to council.
Oh, okay.
The one-page document plus all the appendices and background information.
Yeah. So
should I send that again to somebody? Or send it to you, Darren? Should I resend it to you?
I think Darren can just make sure you get a copy to Eileen that the SAB wants to make sure this information is before the budget committee.
Okay.
All right. I'll
so let's just do that, and then she can make sure it gets in there, or a copy's made and it gets in there.
Okay.
So let me ask a question about this. So I can see where it's issues and option items. My question is, the source is sort of stating where the money would come from.
Is that a little chart?
Right.
Yeah, I was expecting a whole section in the budget and I haven't gone through it all, and I saw this little table and thought, well, that can't be everything, is it?
Yeah.
So it's not very self-explanatory.
No. Well, and my question with that is, and I'll look at the budget some more too to see if I can understand it.
Uh-huh.
Can I recommend a source?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was wondering about, Darren, you got down here, letters of support. How valuable and from whom are letters of support? I mean, do they carry any weight?
I don't know. That would be a better question for Russ, how much conversation goes into it.
Letters from, say, other communities that are engaged in, say, the backyard.
In the program? Sure. I mean, couldn't hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to dump it into an email, I was just thinking, too, in addition to getting this stuff to Darren, I could let Eileen handle this, but it might be worth their putting out the information to the entire committee.
Yeah,
an email that had attachments could be a good thing to do. Be a sustainable approach to it.
The other
what a novel thought.
But that way, they may get it a little bit ahead of time of the meeting. You know, if they get it like by Monday, or even if it's Friday over the week, they might be able to look at it over the weekend. Do you have any of those letters already in the packet?
I don't. I have some background information from the actual people who administer the program. I don't have any letters from any other cities, but I'm sure those are probably out there waiting to be collected.
Yeah. Okay.
So I have another question about what I'm writing. Does anybody want to look at it ahead of time?
Can I help send it to me?
I sent my draft out to the committee.
Okay.
Just as, you know.
It's more to see if I'm saying something that you don't want me to say.
Yeah. Since it's coming
or you just trust me and I'm going to answer a lot more.
Sure.
You can always ask.
$700,000 for the song. No, I'll stick with the $400,000.
So
I might say five. Just so there's
like I say, my memory is not the best part of my character. So are those the only two?
Yeah, I
only
think.
Two budget requests that
I
we're
think
making.
The third one that you discussed was the PGE
Power
program, and encouraging the council to
to bump that up.
To bump up, yeah.
Because mm-hmm. that was a big piece of the sustainability goals for the council.
Yeah, and I believe...
So, is that not listed on issues and options?
It's listed on the council goals.
Yeah. Yes. It is. We do have it in our council goals to consider, because you guys had identified that. Mm-hmm.
It says to continue to support, though, which is
it did say continue to support. We haven't agreed to up the level. And we came into this, you know, with a dire consideration of the budget coming up with the PERS issues.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah.
Where we thought we had a huge deficit going in, we don't. From some various elements that's described in the first few pages of the budget.
Okay.
Where we thought we were almost a $1.3 million deficit going in, and we were like desperate. What are we going to do? And now it's pretty much gone. In fact, there might be just a small surplus. So that's helpful. It's not much, but things are real tight. So it may be difficult to increase. I don't know.
Yeah. So I think this is where the support letter would come in, that you know they've identified it as part of their goals, action items. And as the Sustainability Advisory Board, you could just send a support letter saying you would encourage them to continue the program and you know increase their increase.
So the support letter from the board.
From the board, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so it wouldn't hurt to add the PGE program to the budget request. And Alex did a really good document a few months ago. That was probably just pull some stuff out of that.
I'm missing a bunch of people.
So.
This is
not
we don't actually have a quorum right now, so
they don't even have a quorum yet. There's some kind of
whispering.
We're not making any official decisions.
Okay, so those three items are probably our budget request.
I think that, especially this year, given the tightness of the budget, I think that's reasonable. Yeah.
Well, you know, just nothing else keeps sending the flag up every year.
Yeah.
So has anybody assigned the task of
I can look at get Alex's report and maybe pull some stuff out of that and
make probably on the Google Docs.
If not, I'll ask Alex or Sarah.
Google.
Yeah.
Were you going to touch base today on the Habitat program at all or any of that stuff? Or
I
thought I saw something on the agenda there. Was
just discussing our meeting with the council. That's probably going to be one of the things we'll talk about with the council.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I figure we talk about
the work session.
So yeah, maybe I'll wait. If that comes up, then I'll ask a question then.
Okay, so that's...
I haven't moved on. Sorry.
Okay, so that's T, the energy one is Glenn, and PGE is me. Okay, so that's the three?
Yep.
Great. Any other comments before we move to item six? Council goals? Darren has expertly set up, as he said he would, a May 20th meeting with the council at 6 o'clock. Is that correct? 6
o'clock? That is correct. Yep.
And how long will that work session take place?
Hour?
What?
Half hour? You see. Do those for like half hour to 45 minutes, right, with your joint meetings?
I think we probably have about 45 minutes on there for the board.
Okay.
If you need more.
Any project expands to fit the time allotted to it. So
yep.
We're having to move a bunch of things. Let me just check. I was just gonna go in here and check and see what the matrix looks like. I think I closed the file. Let me just check real quick. There it is. May 20th.
Oh, you know what? I think I'll offer it to our guests first.
Meeting with SAP. Oh, right away franchise, Bravo Station.
That's how we stay away.
Yes, thank you.
I'm fine, thanks.
Water?
I think probably 45 minutes is about probably a good rough target.
Sounds good.
Does that sound like it work okay?
It's not making it any longer.
Okay. In the past, what we've done is maybe about, depending on what we're trying to present to them, you know, maybe about 10, 15 minutes, depending on what it is.
Just on the presenting part?
Just the presenting part, and the rest is kind of Q&A.
Okay.
I mean, it depends on what we've got. Okay. I think the last major time that I remember was when we were doing the update to the plan, and that took some time.
Okay, so the I'm assuming some of the principal things we'll talk about is rationale for our budget request. Is that part of it, or
we'll be done? We'll be through a lot of that, which unfortunately.
Okay, well.
Yeah, so
that takes that off the table. That's
my recommendation would be to have a discussion about the council goals, action items, and then figure out as a group if you have a priority for working on those, and then and then have that discussion with council at the joint meeting. And then if you have any other interests of working on anything else this year, whether council wants you to pursue that or not.
If it's not already in the budget, which will be finalized before we have the work session, there's not much point in bringing it up, right?
Right.
Bringing up
priorities beyond
the
these.
The budget.
So the budget's finalized, you said, early June? Yes.
It will be finalized in early June. Yeah, we'll have a good idea where things are at this point when we meet. But this doesn't mean that these aren't necessarily budget items as much as they are just activities and areas of interest and some things you're already kind of working on.
Okay, so these could be some things we're thinking about that could be 2020 goals, possibly, not just this year.
These are our goals for this year. And are we on to the topic now?
May 20th.
So it is our process for the council goals was a little different this year, and it was quite it took quite a lot to get through these things, the way everyone sort of gave feedback, and we had sort of a monster list. And then it got sort of chopped up and stuff melded together. So that there was kind of a principal one that came from the group, and the others were more recommendations that I had made, but they kind of got mixed in and sort of chopped up. So like the thing on plastics, the thing on the e-bike thing, stuff we've been talking about. So I think the hope is that these are things that we identified to make some progress on this year, if we could.
So I would think, looking at that list, it would be good if we could address not so much the location for AV stations, although we could mention one that I know has been mentioned in the basement in the past, which is the basement, or right outside here. But we could talk about, just EV charging stations in general. Not what are they, but, what's the phase one, first phase two, phase four, that type of stuff. Where are the opportunities, maybe if we can think of. We don't have to come up with the locations as maybe as much as saying, here's where would be good locations for them. The other thing would be, are there grants out there, or opportunities for reduced cost for the EV stations? I think that would be one way to approach that. I can't remember the name of the organization. Zach Heineken is kind of charge of that now. Go ahead, sorry.
Well, I was going to say that, the thing on e-bikes and e-stations got kind of broken up here. And so I think you're right. I mean, we're not ready to build e-stations or anything, but the concept of e-stations. So remember when we first talked about this concept of e-bikes and doing the e-bike fair was around... my suggestion is one element to address our problems of parking at the high school, and to team with PGE, and to see about. So we're partnering with PGE in a big way in our waterfront area. They're very interested in partnering in anything we want to do about achieving sustainability goals, and I would think we could approach PGE with supporting a program. And this might involve the school districts too, where we could look at if we have an opportunity to bring some expand e-bike use in the community, and particularly we can have a certain number of the student body addressing or utilizing e-bikes. Perhaps this school district could coordinate with PGE in getting e-bike plug-in stations down at the high school, potentially. That's just one piece. I don't know what that would take, you know, for other e-bike plug-ins, maybe at City Hall. I don't know if that would be a big deal, or some other location in town, but that would be one thing to be looking at. Both for automobiles and for, you know, others.
Yeah, I mean, there's stations. One of the higher.
It's more exploratory thing.
Yeah, we have one of the higher percentages of EVs, electric vehicles, in the state. So having
Westland,
So having a charging station or two in the city would make a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. It'd be nice.
Yeah. So I think, you know, so having this, so that could be one thing we could present. A potential other thing we could present, and I don't know if anybody wants to take this on or not, is with B, one of the things that we would need the city's help with is if we wanted to try to create a baseline for energy use. You know, just looking at the electrical bills, looking at the gas bills, looking at the transportation, you know, I mean, you know, the fuel bills. So that way we have a baseline of what it is. We would probably need help with that from the financial people. And then put that in a simple spreadsheet, and then we have a baseline for what that is. So then if the fleet changes, you know, and we go with more hybrid or plug-in, then we have something to compare it to. If we do the energy measures, then we have, you know, PG utility bills we can compare it to. So just having a baseline that we would work with the financial.
We had talked about that several months ago.
Yeah, right.
Doing that.
Yeah. Didn't the original inventory kind of look at that too? Remember the inventory that we did a couple of years ago? Inventory on energy use and all.
I don't know if it covered everything though.
I don't remember actually doing that.
So that would basically be a request to make to the city. That would be a good thing to have. It would just mean somebody in the city would have to be charged with the task of bringing that stuff together. So,
or somebody on the board who would work with somebody on the city to bring it together. Yeah.
Well, that would be. Nice. I think it would be worthy as a talking point.
Yeah.
To the council as a project to do, whether some of us helped with it or
maybe we could get an intern or an OIG.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about that. You have an in with those folks.
Yeah. Well, and another piece to that, if I could add, is I already talked to PGE about their interest in coming in meeting with you guys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Eric Underwood is the new local government affairs person, and I mentioned it to him, and he was excited about it. I don't know if he might want to bring someone else or just whatever, but I thought it would be good for him to come and meet the board and then talk about, maybe you could kind of brainstorm with them about some of these ideas and concepts and how to approach it maybe. That could be a good fun meeting potentially if you're interested.
Yeah. Well, if we're interested in this, within everything we've just been talking about, it would make sense to chat with them for sure.
Pretty fundamental piece of information.
Yeah. They may have some ideas we hadn't thought of.
Yeah.
Do you want me to see about getting Eric?
Please.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was, you know, just for B, that was some thought I had. You know, if we kind of dig into the strategic plan of the, you know, what's high on our list to try to accomplish. That's something we've been saying, and we just keep kicking. I mean, not kicking it. It's hard to accomplish. And that would need some staff time, even if it's staff time to say, here, look at these, you know, 5-10 minutes, maybe 20 minutes of the, you know, here's everything you need. Have fun.
Yeah.
it might be, that's it, you know, here's the gas bills, here's the fuel bills.
Okay, so just to review, Darren, the things that, since these are the 2019 goals and our meeting with the city council is basically discuss our role and what we see is we could be done to meet these goals, or at least to enhance or forward.
Move them forward.
We probably don't want to do anything that's not on their list, since it's not a goal. We don't want to throw something.
That would be an opportunity to have that discussion with the council and say, we have an interest in this. Would you support us to...
Absolutely. And you guys have some stuff you're already working on. So we would hope that you just bring those ideas.
There was that whole...
We want to hear from you.
Yeah, there was that whole spreadsheet that Alex got, I think, from someone in the city that talked about all the toxics and pesticides that were used by the city.
Oh, yeah. Right.
That was a pretty incredible list. And I think based on... trying to work with backyard habitat certification, I think eliminating as many toxics as possible will be something I think would be valuable to talk about.
Yeah, I agree.
I love the idea of toxics reduction, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, because...
minimizing pesticide, herbicide use.
I know
there's already the goal in the in like parks and public works. It's been an issue. And I remember when we were looking at the inventory of things being used, and certainly...
Well, that one lady who presented the other day at the council meeting when Roberta and Ed presented about Bernard Creek, daylighting that, and her comment at the end was she didn't want kids out there dangling their feet in pesticide-laced creek water. Well... And that brings us to the point of eliminating pesticides in yards and stuff. So I think it's pretty germane.
Ask her next time brings up if she wants her kids playing in a playing field on a school ground that's covered with Roundup.
Just walking in the grass of most people's yards. As you bring
And if I could ask, our schools are. My recollection is you guys did like a, a workshop or an educational thing around?
Yeah, they did a talk.
Pesticide, herbicide use. That wasn't that long ago, was it?
That was probably a year ago.
Recycling that one.
Yeah. So it could kind of segue into the next discussion about our educational.
Sharon Savano did that.
Savaggio.
Yeah. I should know better. I should.
Yes.
Wasn't I saying?
Yeah, no. I wasn't saying. Yeah. I really should. So.
The board will meet one more time before the May 20th meeting with the council also, so you can revisit this subject matter again at the next month's meeting if you want to.
Yep.
Just to shore up what you're going to...
So maybe, I might take it upon myself to pull these out, flesh out the items we talked about, and just have that as the nut of what we could talk about related to their meeting. Okay.
And if you're going to do like a PowerPoint of that...
For the board or for the council?
For the council. You don't have to. I personally like visuals, but that's me. Then you might want to have that for the meeting to show people. So we can kind of go, ooh, I don't know about that bullet point. You might want to do this bullet point.
There's a pros and cons to PowerPoints depending on the length of the meeting and what you're talking about.
Right. That's,
So.
Can I interject briefly?
Sure, please.
I work at Westland High School, and I happen to know a lot of students who are very actively involved in environmental concerns and ecology club, who would really be interested in partnering on that subject. I'm just guessing, without having any statistical data to back this up, that the school district is probably as big or maybe a bigger use of chemicals in our area, inside and outside of city limits, as the city properties itself,
and that the size of a schoolyard,
the more, and the playing fields and just groundskeeping, the more we're all learning, especially the students, about the impacts of chemicals in the environment, especially to growing, developing human bodies. It's relevant and. I think they'd be really interested, and it would be a very educational opportunity for them.
Do you think you have teachers or science teachers who would be willing to let kids work on a project for a grade related to this?
Oh, I don't even think I know.
Project-based learning is one of the best.
They actually, two things, they already do a project called Care, Do, Share, which means go out, find something to do, work on it, and then bring it back and present to the class what they did. That's a model they have already been doing, but in the last couple of years, the school district has become very interested and very enthusiastic about funding CTE, career technical education curriculum, and that has a lot of relatability with all of these subjects, whereas, you know, kids can sit and learn or they can go and do, and so the go and do is...
Going doing is better.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah. You know, I worked in Clackamas Community College for 30 years, and some of the best learning the kids did was they were given a one-sentence project and go for it. And if we could present to the council, say, you know, we would really like to explore the use of toxics and how we can eliminate them, we got a bunch of highly testosterone kids
yep.
or whatever,
yep.
pheromones are raging, turn them loose.
I know kids who would love to get involved yeah. in that, who were instrumental in organizing the student group that walked out recently mm. on the climate protest yeah. day. So I know all of their email addresses. I'm formulating an email in my mind right
okay,
now.
We're going to have your email address really quick.
Okay.
So.
And also Kathy Salvaggio and her Center for Northwest Pesticides is really good. I think she's come and talked to the group.
Kathy
yeah.
Salvaggio?
Sharon?
Sharon
yeah.
Salvaggio.
Too many Salvaggios around.
There's so Sharon. Many Salvaggios.
Yes.
That's what I said.
Sharon, excuse me.
Yeah, Sharon was the one that brought the neonicotinoid
yeah, the bees, yeah.
resolution idea to the board.
Great.
Okay. Great. Well, I think we got the nuts of things to talk about. We can hash those out and flush them out again at the next meeting. And then
yeah. Should we talk about point C? In fact, we're actually planning to have the e-bikes vendors
well,
at the old time
fair. At the old time fair, it's not really going to be an e-bike fair. And I talked to Terry Jones, who is it?
That's correct.
Yeah. 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 I talked with her, and they only like to have one vendor of a certain group, so they only wanted to have, if we have an e-bike vendor, they only wanted one. So
it's a demonstration.
It is a demonstration.
Right, so that's the word to focus on.
Gen Z is the bike company.
Okay.
Good.
Powell.
Yeah. I thought we might need more time to just really do a bigger thing.
It would be
so
nice.
It might be like next year, I think it'd be great to plan
maybe
a
this could prime the pump.
Right. This is the prime. So,
yeah.
But we do a bigger thing yeah. next year.
Or are you thinking in concert with the Old Town Fair or something separate?
Just well, I think it's really nice to have, it's a nice time of the year, yeah. and a lot of people are drawn in, mm-hmm. and so it's really good exposure. So I think it would be good to coordinate it with the fair if we could.
Yeah. That would be nice if to say, okay, we would like the annex fair, the e-bike fair, so that you've got more than one vendor. So they would have to get their permission. The blessings from the fair committee.
I think maybe council might have to give some direction to the city on that, so we could explore that.
Okay. Wait, let's hope this one vendor I got even shows up in the first place after he told me he would. So
yeah.
Many reminders.
Yes, poked him. Okay,
especially during the summer.
All right. Moving on to item 7, the education series. So I guess the one thing on the list is to reschedule the first one that got canceled, the toxics, pesticides.
So, Glenn?
You have to learn to wave.
Glenn, you originally scheduled it.
Which?
Four of them. So if you could just reschedule that, I'll put out the flyer with two things.
One quick question before we leave the last topic is on the single-use plastics, are we going to kind of keep watching the House bill and see kind of how it's doing? And I think you guys talked to Lake Oswego, right? And
yeah. Did someone Sarah
and Alex did, I believe.
Yeah.
But yeah, that
maybe
would be a good
update it next time. We can kind of see where it's at. Maybe yeah. that would be the thing to do.
It'd be a good conversation to have that maybe this is the lesser of the priorities right now to see what happens with the bill that's right. going through the state before we move anything forward, put too much effort into it.
Yeah, because I think the state one's supposed to supersede everybody else, oh, yeah. I think.
There was a lot of interest on the council to work on, you know, reducing plastics, so whatever we can do.
So, so going back to the education for a minute, do we know when Sarah gets back, or are you in contact with the author? Because part of it is I don't know.
Oh, I can contact Eileen. If you can tell me some proposed dates, I'll take care of it with Eileen.
We had a date for the reduce, reuse, recycle, didn't we?
I don't remember.
I think it was in May.
May 22nd.
Yep, May 22nd.
So we've got
climate change happened. So we need to reschedule pesticides, and the weatherization was going to be in the fall. We didn't have a date for that.
Right. So I guess that's if we do the that one, Alex, is in May, then you're really waiting till fall.
Because
the fair was going to be kind of the come and get it, folks, to our booth.
Yeah. So I guess the question is, you know, potentially maybe if she could do May. So ask if she can do May 22nd.
Instead of Alex?
Instead of Alex.
Okay.
Because it wouldn't surprise me that Alex.
Sarah?
Eileen, the woman who's actually going to give the talk.
The native talk.
Oh, give her talk on May 22nd instead of Alex.
Yeah. And it wouldn't surprise me that Alex would go, oh, good, I don't have to do it. Let's do it in the fall.
Yeah, because he's going to be busy with child.
He's a little busy.
Yeah. He's a little preoccupied.
If Alex is really busy and doesn't want to do it, I could do the reduce, recycle talk too.
Okay.
Didn't Alex have a speaker?
It was him.
It was him.
Yeah. I mean, it was the, oh, I'll see if I can find a speaker, and if not, I'll do it.
Oh, yeah.
So,
okay.
And given everything, it wouldn't surprise me that he has not tried to find a speaker.
If Eileen can do the May 22nd, I will update the flyer, get it reprinted, and
yeah, well, and while you're checking with her, I'll check to see if Alex would be willing to reschedule.
And let Alex know that there is no overarching flag.
Right.
Because we kind of left it that way before everything kind of shifted.
Yeah.
So when do you think we should look in the fall to trying to schedule the weatherization?
After school starts? Just a thought.
September, October.
People stop taking their family trips. Yeah.
Late September, early October, just because the weather's still relatively nice.
So can you check with the library to see if they have any open dates?
For the weatherization one?
Yeah.
Let me do that, but also let me check with Alex if they'd rather, the way I thought he was talking about it, is he wouldn't have minded having, for lack of a better phrase, a messy space.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Robinwood would be better for that.
So we could have stuff out to touch and feel and see.
Yeah, for some insulation of people. Yeah, I will check about the weatherization. Weatherization.
Who did the flyer for your talk?
Sarah.
Serve him?
Yes.
Yes, I was really good.
I was hours away from not doing that talk. My understanding is the city wouldn't do a flyer for us.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah,
I'm just observing that I thought hers was a lot better than mine. I don't claim to any skill as a graphic designer.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she does. Yeah,
she's good at it.
Yeah, she's. Yeah. And she did it fairly quickly. Yeah.
Linda, did you get any indication from the few people who attended Eben's talk as to how they heard about it?
How did you hear about it?
What's it again?
The climate change talk. How did you find out about it?
That's a good question. I'm on the Westland
Update.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I pretty good about reading it every time it comes out.
Yeah,
it was, I think it was down towards the bottom or whatever.
It was down towards the bottom and the day of.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you showed.
Sometimes the information is not as timely.
2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And we were out of state, so.
And I added the, I mean, it was posted every place that it could be posted. I think one student showed, and I think she either saw it at Market of Choice or the couple of hours I had it up at Starbucks at Bowl.
Yeah, before they took it down?
Yeah.
they don't do that stuff.
Yeah. They're not there, the other two.
I know. I talked to all of them. They don't. Yeah. The ones at Bolton won't do it.
I don't know, understand why. But
they said they only do stuff that's associated with their own franchise.
Yeah, which is, anyway, don't even get me. So I put it up every other day. And then post office, I had it up, and then somebody, two people running for board, put their poster over ours. And so then I replaced that.
Sure, that wasn't a wanted poster?
No. So I won't be voting for those boards.
I apparently went about it all wrong. I actually asked permission before I posted a flyer anywhere.
I did. The post office, I did.
How about Starbucks?
Yeah, Starbucks. Yeah, I kind of knew the Bolt one, so that's why I didn't ask.
When we do these in the future, I think it's really critical that we poll people or ask them how they found out about this.
Yeah.
Because there are certain efforts that don't bear any fruit, and there are other efforts that
to ask. It was on my... To ask, was in my intro part of the how did you find out?
Well, do you have an evaluation form or just poll the audience?
Yeah, I would normally I do that just to get a feel for it. But so you did it through the Westland update.
Yep.
One, the student did it from the flyer, I think, at Market of Choice. So the flyer meet did get a couple people.
Was the flyer at the park, in parks too? Like in some of the parks?
Yeah, I had it all the...
I took a picture of it. I think I sent it to that student, actually.
Oh, okay.
Cammy.
Yeah, right. I should know Cammy. I know Cammy since elementary school. I had it up. I kind of put it on all the kiosks that I can think of.
Yeah, I saw it on the kiosk.
Yeah.
It would be nice that if, as soon as possible, we could establish dates for the remaining ones, and then... in what we publish, we could have one sheet that lists all the dates. And an article in the Tidings could list all the dates. And wherever it's published on all types of media, you would have all the dates.
Yeah, no, so, I think that's helpful. Yeah.
One other suggestion, I sort of assume that maybe this happened, but maybe it didn't, would be to go through our Youth Advisory Council, too, and disseminate it.
How
they might put it out. And climate change is huge with youth today, too. So.
Well, in all honesty, Evan, this was the... Evan's done these types of talks in the past, but by his own admission, Dan, you can feel free to chime in here. This was his most recent update. So we were the first one where he kind of did this. And so, and I don't know, the three of us were there, and I thought it went really well.
I thought it was an excellent talk. I mean, I read about this stuff all day long, and I learned a few things from it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so Evan, when we were leaving, said he'd be more than willing to do it again. So we wanted to do it in the fall and do like a fall series.
I think a lot of people would like to attend something like that. It's just knowing that it exists, as you're saying, and then getting advanced, on the calendar, that's usually your biggest challenge.
Yeah, getting the word out was more of a struggle than I wanted it to be.
Yeah,
I'll just leave it at that.
Well, so often it is. Yeah,
it might be a good idea to look at scheduling another one sometime in the fall.
Yeah,
and then it would have more time to advertise it. And Russ, you mentioned...
I would also say, too, that Alicia, our new outreach coordinator, Alicia Schroyer, is perhaps even more savvy in social media, too, and uses social media more. So
Does she do the Westland update?
She told us she wouldn't post it on Facebook or Nextdoor for us.
She did?
Yes.
Where did she?
We had to do that.
Does Alicia do the Westland Update newsletter?
Really? It's, she does it. So. What was the quote? I can say I can send it to you. It
that doesn't sound right.
Tell me about it. We don't do that for this type of event.
Hmm. Does Alicia take care of the Westland Community Facebook page?
I believe she does.
And does she do the Westland Update too?
Yes.
Does she?
Pretty sure she does.
Yeah, she does the update.
Yeah.
She missed it 2 weeks.
Well, that's for Jim. Let me look. Jim, so. I'll look into that.
So climate yeah, change.
I had some real issues there.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe that's what it's called. Yeah.
Yeah, it's an email.
Yeah, it's just an email with a nicely formatted list of topics.
This next week.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So she put it in there.
If
yeah.
One of you might want to come and interact with some of the kids.
That oh, the language is happening at the same time.
Oh.
But no, that's, but yeah,
I should
there's a
communicate that to somebody somehow.
Yeah, there's a sustainability fair at the high school next week. Mm-hmm. What are the times?
For Earth Day?
Yes, it's Monday the 22nd, 6 to 8 p.m. So information booths, student speakers.
That was 6 to 8 p.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In the commons, right?
You know, it actually doesn't say, but I would imagine
yeah.
that would be where
yeah.
that makes the most sense.
But just so they know, I think that's where.
Oh, it says the library.
Oh,
so,
the library?
Okay.
The
yeah.
high school library.
Yeah. The high school library?
Yeah.
So you go in and turn right.
Yep.
But that's where language thingy that night honors.
Oh, yes, there's lots of conflicts this
yeah.
time of year.
Yeah.
You must try to get it done before summer hits.
Yeah.
So Russ just said something that got me to thinking, which is unusual. We were just talking about youth and tapping the energy of youth to do things. I think it might be a cool thing to do is have a group meeting with us and the Youth Advisory Council.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we could let them know what we're doing and some of the projects we would like to implement, and this is the type of work that needs to be done, and you know the city can't do all of it. There's only so much, you know, so many resources to go around.
That's a great idea.
We'll see what transpires. I mean, toss a seed out there.
Yeah.
The Youth Advisory
They're just closing about to decision. Sort of shut down yeah. for the year. Right now they're working on a mental health counseling sort of workshop outreach in the community. That's the next activity, mental health coordination, and then it's kind of summer recess.
Mm-hmm.
And we're taking applications now for the YAC next year.
And they would start up again
and I'm
September,
helping them
October.
Fundraising for getting some of them to Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
So they would start meeting again in the fall? Then?
Yeah.
One thing I'd be curious from your group is ideas for topics that maybe they would want to see presented.
Mm-hmm.
For talks and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, if we end up doing something in the fall.
Yeah, but I'm sure that there's some teachers who are really interested in, and you know, they have groups of students that would really be interested. In
yeah, I sent our flyer, I think, to Mr. Hartman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That was it. I don't know if I sent it to Mr. Bingham.
Yeah. Either of them. Both of them.
Yeah.
Maybe an item of discussion for the next meeting should be to really talk about all the different ways and places we can market these educational sessions.
Yeah.
I mean, really
yeah.
drill deep and find out.
Yeah.
Probably some untapped places like publications in the high school or specific classes or.
Well, in the science club,
yeah.
The environmental field science club, I'm sure they would love to
okay.
partner.
Great. Well, anything else regarding the education series we need to talk about? Glenn's going to look for some dates at the
Robin
Wood or
dates, and I think the fall is going to be up to us, given you know
right.
far enough out. The bike going to the bikes demo, not fair. I can ask Evan, but Evan commutes on his bike from Lowe Oregon City up the hill. And so he's gone through several e-bikes until he's got one that actually works well for him, mm-hmm. going up the hill without, his criteria is that when he gets up the hill, he doesn't have to take a shower. So that's when he knows an e-bike does what he needs it to do. So there was some, it wasn't a brand, it was the power requirement that he wanted, he said he would recommend. So I'll try to get that from him.
Okay. Well, they
like two something. I don't know.
The fellow I talked to at Gen Z asked me if there was a good hill nearby. The
fair. should check him out.
He wanted to bring his bike that would show people how it can get up the hill. So I think he's going to bring some good models.
Has he been out there to look at it? Because he's got two.
Yeah, I told him where the fair was and what the hills were, and he was familiar with the place. He said, "Oh yeah, those are great."
Okay. Okay.
So
yeah, okay. So then I don't need to get that.
Well, you know, I mean, if Evan brought his out and parked it in front of our booth or table, and I don't see any reason why we couldn't.
So then there's some good hills right there at the park.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Anywhere you go from there is going to be uphill,
mm-hmm.
or the same.
Yeah, if you want out.
Okay. Anything else regarding the education series? Okay, so I guess we have to review who's doing what. I don't know, the action items.
Yeah, I've got it written down. Okay. I think I've caught everything. So I'm going to follow up with Parks about making sure the space is available for the SAB at the Old Time Fair,
okay.
and then whether or not the e-bike folks can just pay for one day and be there on Saturday. Terry, you're going to send me the Habitat proposal, and I will make sure it gets to the budget committee. Glenn is going to write a proposal for a budget request to implement the EEM
correct
recommendations from the students. And Terry is going to put together a support letter for the PGE wind power program mm-hmm. to get to the budget committee. And Terry is going to flesh out some ideas for the May 20th City Council meeting that we can then discuss at the next meeting. I had Glenn was contacting Alex about possibly rechanging the May 22nd Sustainability Education Series talk from the Reduce, Reuse, Recycle to Eileen Stark, if he would be okay with that.
And you're checking with her on the date.
Once I get the date, I'll check with her if she can make it.
May 22nd.
Okay, so then.
I mean, once Alex says it's okay to give it to her, then I'll ask.
Okay, I'll add that to the task lists. And then Glenn was going to look into weatherization day location for the fall. Okay. And I have on the next agenda put on there ways to market the education series. Make sure that's one of the agenda topics. Did I miss anything that any?
Well, I have one other thought, and it's kind of sort of in there in our council goals, but in terms of a tie-in with the SAB, something to be thinking about. We are, you know, exploring opportunities for some kind of intra-city transit, and this ties in with not only, you know, sourcing issues with the high school parking problem, but struggles we've had for years and years with TriMet. We don't get the services from TriMet that we pay for or that we feel we'd like to see. The bus, the 35 up and down 43 is an excellent bus, but for all other parts of town, we're not well served at all. We have that last mile critical issue to deal with. There might be, I think, some opportunities for sort of brainstorming around intra-city transit and other ways that we might address intra-city needs. One could be, for example, scooters. I mean, if there might be an interest in for people to get up and down the hill using a scooter, if there were stations somewhere. There's opportunities to either have a grounding station, or you can lease these bikes. You can
we had a big presentation for the mayor's group a couple weeks ago by the Lime group. You know, they're doing all the scooters now in Portland, and talk with them about their programs they're developing. This is just like really blowing up. Their programs are becoming so popular and they're expanding literally every month. But there might be opportunities that come up in the future where people can, at a very low rate, lease a scooter and utilize it. You can plug it in at home, but you can zip up and down the hill and get to the bus, or you know, whatever sort of transit you're needing to get to, or you don't have to pop in your car. So there, I think there's ways to maybe explore, do something exploratory in there. It's kind of in its infancy. We're also talking to SMART in Wilsonville, which has a great program, and I've been leveraging and trying to push, get the school district, and so far I've gotten not a very good response about wanting to revisit their whole busing program. We're driving these big old diesel junky buses through first, I always call them first edition, but it's first student, I think it is.
Yeah,
first student. And SMART does a lot of intercity stuff in Wilsonville for school, for the schools, and delivery to the schools and for the students. And I would really, you know, I've sort of been prodding. I'm going to be sitting down with Dwight down there, who heads their SMART program soon. We've already had some discussions about how we might leverage SMART in our community. Maybe even my thinking was to start with our schools and take them. I think we're spending something like $2 million a year on this first student program, busing. And I'm thinking, you know, what if we turn that into SMART and we bought some smaller, you know, e-buses, more nimble, could pop around, help deliver kids to some of the things they need to do where those bigger buses aren't working well. Maybe that's an opportunity to address some of our parking issues, help with sustainability, and get some intra-city standard. Even if we could only, in the mornings and evenings, have intra-city, so people could know that they could call SMART in the mornings or in the evenings and get to the store and go do their shopping or whatever. You know, just ways to sort of integrate it, maybe in a small scale, and then hopefully eventually expand it. So far, I've not gotten good response from school district to want to look at anything.
I think that would be a good topic to brainstorm at one of our meetings.
I think it would be good, and you know, one of the things we could do is maybe we could combine something in a future town hall that the council puts on, and that could be a good topic. So, and it's in our goals. So we have it in our goals to explore it.
Especially if you could show that an option like SMART or something and cleaner vehicles in the end would cost less for the city or for the school district.
Yeah. Well, I would imagine for the school district, I saw a presentation years ago. Between Wilsonville and West Lynn, I think they figured they drive about 1 million miles a year. Which is phenomenal.
Yeah.
That being said,
I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Well, that's what they said.
Yeah.
You know, between all the buses. Because the buses, I mean, part of the reason the school times are when they are is because the buses are doing, you know, elementary, middle school, and high school. Mm-hmm. So they're not just one time, and that's twice a day. But, as you were saying, buses aren't full. So they could probably
the older the kids are, the less they use the bus because they have such
Well,
busy schedules. Yeah. And they, so they need a flexible alternative.
Well, and we gave up on the bus, and the bus didn't show up for like 2 days. I mean, the schedule was just, anyway, that's beside the point. But they could probably use smaller buses, which again would be more efficient.
And they're old diesel, smelly, sticky, terrible buses they're using.
And, you know, on some of the hills, they're smaller, would be more maneuverable.
Yeah.
You know, so there's that part of it, too.
Well, if TriMet's going to electric buses, then there are a lot of electric vehicles out there that could be used.
Yeah.
And also, and you know, something to talk about down the road, that in these places where SMART or somebody parks their buses, you know, they could build solar covers over them. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
Here's another PGE tie-in.
Yeah, duh.
Yeah.
PGE's looking for these things, yeah, too. But we can...
We've got a whole report for them.
Yeah. So, anyway, yeah, I think
we already...
Yeah, that's right. We already know
where to put it.
Right.
Yeah.
Big please for the parks.
So would you want to put that on this topic for next meeting, or?
We're doing the presentation next meeting. I mean, we could, but that's a big chunk. So to meet with the council.
The work session?
The work session.
That's May 20th. Is that going to be our meeting?
That'll be the meeting.
It's going to be on the Monday.
No, the 16th is your next, May 16th, so 4 days.
The work session with the council is the 20th, which is a Monday.
20th, right. Monday.
So if you want to talk about the session before the session, work session.
Well, I was just talking about brainstorming amongst ourselves.
Yeah.
As a meeting topic.
Yeah. Russ, one of the people who's kind of a project manager for Lime, lives on Nixon Avenue.
Yeah, I talked to them actually.
Okay, good. Yeah.
I've got their cards, by the way, too. Okay. So yeah. I've got their contact information.
Yeah. So they're local.
Yeah, they are local, a bunch of them. Yeah. And they had a district guy here. Their programs, I mean, it's amazing kind of what they're doing. They're coming up with some really cool new scooters, too. Their scooter technology is also changing. They come out with a new model like every couple months, but they're getting like cushier tires, safer.
Okay.
There's still a lot of issues they have. Safety is big. You know, the fact that we don't have a network in Portland is a problem. The sidewalk thing is problematic. Right.
I can see the summit
very down
could be problematic, especially down.
Especially
if you don't know how to drive a scooter. That's a dangerous hill.
But it also ties in with our interest in building more cycle track and improving all our bike lane capabilities too. It all ties together.
Yeah,
which is nice.
Anything else for the good of the order? We're good to go.
Good to go.
Okay. Meeting adjourned.
Oh, 30 seconds to spare.
Wow.
So I'm going to say.